Welcome to Up Gunners, the ultimate podcast for Arsenal football fans worldwide. You're ready to dive into the latest updates, insightful analysis, breaking news, and all things Arsenal from the perspective of a passionate Nigerian supporter. Now join me, Tony Doe, as I explore the highs, lows, and everything in between of being part of the Gunners family. So grab your jersey, settle in, and let's kick off this journey together. Up Gunners! The clash between Arsenal and Aston Villa at the Emirates on Sunday was anticipated, though. I mean, look at it. Liverpool had given us a chance to leapfrog both them and Manchester City, but did we take it? No. We were hoping to extend our 11-game unbeaten streak and strengthen our title aspirations, but the match turned out to be a bitter disappointment as we fell 0-2 to a resilient Villa side, managed by none other than former Arsenal boss Unai Emery. Speaking of Unai Emery, I had asked in a previous episode what could have been with Arsenal if he had remained. His record against his former team, well, his record against Arsenal has been pretty impressive. He's been showing us that there's plenty of scores to settle. And despite maintaining a slight edge in possession, especially in the first half, we failed to capitalize on our dominance, with only 5 out of 17 shots finding the target. But in contrast, Aston Villa managed to convert 2 out of their 10 shots into goals. Now that left our defense shattered in the closing minutes of the game. You can choose who you want to blame, I'm not calling any names. The deadlock persisted until the 83rd minute when Leon Bailey struck the first blow for Villa, followed shortly by Ollie Watkins. Does he still have a case as one of the best strikers in the Premier League in recent times? Maybe. Well, he sealed the deal with another goal, and it was almost expected. For Arsenal fans worldwide, it was a gut-wrenching moment watching our team's title hopes take a severe blow in the dying moments of the game. Now, despite expressing frustration with the result and highlighting the team's failure to capitalize on chances, what did Mikel do? He also acknowledged the overall strong performance by the team. His comments and post-match commentary signaled a determination to learn from the setback and improve rather than dwell on the negatives. The disappointment wasn't only on the pitch. Arsenal legend Ian Wright and media noisemaker Piers Morgan took to social media to voice their criticism, stressing missed opportunities and the need for improvement, particularly in the attacking department. Now, these comments mirrored the frustration felt by many in the Arsenal community, including my wife and my young son, as the team's title ambitions hung by a thread. My wife was upset. She saw an opportunity and thought the team should have taken it. She even put on her jersey yesterday. The kids put on their jerseys as well. And it was pretty heartbreaking because, I mean, we watched the Liverpool game together and it just felt like a sign that, you know what, this is it. We've got to do what we've got to do. But then again, when the commentator mentioned just before kickoff that it was around this time last season that Arsenal seemed to lose the plot, it felt ominous anyway. So even the premature departure of Arsenal fans from the stadium drew criticism. I was a bit disappointed with that. I mean, I watched the Liverpool game. I didn't see Liverpool fans. Well, maybe cameras didn't capture. But I don't think Liverpool fans walked out of the game before it was over. They actually stayed and applauded their team. Rio Ferdinand, who used to be a Manchester United stalwart, complained about this. I was like, why? Why would Arsenal fans be walking out of their team while the game is still on? But again, the tension and disappointments were pretty evident, stressing the high stakes of the match and the passion of the fan base. A lot of us were really hoping that this would be it. I have a feeling that had we done what we needed to do against Aston Villa on Sunday, I wouldn't panic much about the rest of the season. But now we have to keep hoping the other teams fail, while hoping, of course, that we also improve. Anyway, despite the setback, Mikel Arteta remains optimistic, and I tap into this optimism as well. Refusing to concede defeat, well, the season isn't over yet, and he insists that there's still matches ahead. And there's something else I caught. I don't know if that would happen eventually, but it would be nice to have Santi Cazorla come back to Arsenal in whatever capacity to help out. And Arteta had said in some interview that Santi Cazorla was the kind of person he could work with. in terms of building a team. And he was just a lovable fella, fantastic footballer. I also believe he has the kind of sixth sense that the successful manager should possess. Look at Xabi Alonso. Amidst the disappointment, there remains a glimmer of hope, a belief with resilience, determination, and perhaps a touch of nostalgia that we can win the Premier League. It's been 20 years. We haven't come this far for the good Lord to leave us. Anyway, speaking of successes, shout out to Granit Xhaka for his success with Bayer Leverkusen. Hearing this is the first time that they're winning the Bundesliga, and it's a beautiful way for Xhaka to complete his cycle of redemption, if you want to put it that way. Of course, haters came out of the woodworks to say, well, you know, it took Xhaka leaving Arsenal to get some silverware, but I mean, he won some FA Cups with us. So anyway, I'm excited for Granit Xhaka. I really love the redemption arc. I wish him all the best, and I know he still loves Arsenal, so he's probably pining as well and hoping that the team will be able to get out of these ashes and reclaim our place among football's elite. So what did you think about the match? Well, I've seen so many comments about the match, so I don't even know what I want to hear anymore. But let's stay optimistic. Shouts out to you if you're a firm Arsenal fan, especially if you're of Nigerian descent. If you'd like to hear your voice heard on the show, shoot me a message. We're on Instagram and Twitter at UpGunnersNG. And if you see this link anywhere, click on it, go into Spotify, leave us a rating or two. We like 5 stars. We don't mind that. And then you can also hit any of the social media links and get to talk to us and let us know what you'd like to see different about the show going into the new season. And then let us know where you think Arsenal is going to finish in the next few weeks. That's a wrap for today's episode of Up Gunners, and I hope you enjoyed delving into the world of Arsenal Football Club with me, Tony Doe. Don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with all future episodes. If you have any thoughts, questions, or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me at upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. upgunnerspodcast@gmail.com. I'm active on Twitter as well at upgunnersng, active on Facebook at upgunnersng. We're also on Instagram at upgunnersng. Until next time, keep the Gunner spirit alive, and remember, Up Gunners!